On this episode, we smoke the CAO Flathead V23, and we talk about celebrities and cigars. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burnline Podcast. Burnline Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you, as always, not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA, the only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm your host, Johnny Midas.
I'm Angel El Fumo Solario.
And we are smoking the CAO Flathead V23. Kind of a new release from CAO.
It's a lot of V's.
And this is available here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster. And what's the retail on this here?
$14.99 a stick or $2.69 a box.
So $15 for a stick or $2.70 for a box. So a little more expensive for CAO offering.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of famous for like very approachable cigars. I will tell you, half the price of the cigar is the damn box. That is gorgeous. That is an absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, box. I was actually impressed. I'm like, damn. I know CAO like makes some pretty good, nice, impressive boxes, but
yeah.
Out of all the Flathead series, this is impressive as shit.
All right. So, oh, I've got my shopping here hiding behind my monitor. Yeah, I'm just loaded up with some goodies here. Box of my Chateau Fuentes, yeah. Robustos. All right, so the CO Flathead V23, there's a little glare, it looks like, from the light. This is the packaging. Like, that's actual quilting. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
You can see, like, the three-dimensional details on the front of the box, and then the cigar itself, pretty gorgeous. I would say that the wrapper is, you know, medium brown, chocolate brown, like milk chocolate brown. You know, it's not like rustic, but it's not super fine either. And then the band is really cool. It's like this metallic copper.
Mm-hmm.
It is embossed with some details. It's just really sharp looking and well packaged. Yeah. Cigar. It does come in the cello, so yours is still in the cello.
Yep.
And then this is not
6x6.
I don't think this is the manufacturer's barcode. I think they put that on.
Okay. I believe so. But, yeah, you're probably right.
So V23 Mark I. This is the Gigante 6x60. And it is box pressed, so pretty cool. And the whole cigar is awesome. I want to let you tell folks about it, but I think we're going to do our cut and light first so we can get smoking interesting.
So, loose wrapper,
yeah, it looks like you got an airpiece.
See that? I've never seen that before. That's pretty cool.
That is an artifact of the box press,
yeah,
interesting. Let's see how it burns.
Hopefully it burns well.
Mine looks and feels like a... You know what this reminds me of? La Tabla.
Yeah, it
does. From Francisco Almonte at DBL. Although his came first, so suck on it, CAO. Just kidding. We love you. Feel free to sponsor the show. So the official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. Wearing the shirt. Fat Boy Cigars sponsors the show for, 6 months now?
Yeah.
Or something like that. We've been partnered up with them. They have a great line of sticks, starting with the OG Jacked. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobaccos are highlighted in the original Jacked cigar by Fat Boy Cigars, as well as the Jacked 2. And don't forget to check out their newest offerings, the Twist and Shout 2 line, as well as the War Pig. Looking forward to those. And, of course, Boots on the Ground.
Yeah.
For every cigar you purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boys world.
Yeah, I'm already there.
And you are going to do your traditional cut with your craftsman's bench.
Yeah.
Double open-ended guillotines, blah, blah. Awesome. I am going to show everybody something special. This came from an internet tip. How do you cut your cigar when you don't have a cutter? So I'm going to do that. Can you just grab this secondary camera?
So that'll be the tobacconist tip of the team.
Something like that, yeah. So we're just going to film this. Now, I have got my official Johnny Midas Leatherman Skeletool, and I'm going to show you a little bit how to do this, and Angel is going to get the close-up.
All right.
So what you're going to do is you're going to select a level where you want to cut it, and you're going to drag that around. A very sharp knife helps, right? And I do keep this knife very sharp. You're just dragging it like this in a circle and being careful to meet back up at the line. And when you meet back up, this cap will just pop off. It just comes off. If there's a little tail like that, be careful not to like tear it. You want to pop it. And then I'm having a little bit of deconstruction here. That is not from the knife. It's actually just, I don't know if you can see, but there was a hole kind of in the cap. So this is that little bit of tobacco that makes up the cap. Do the old lick and stick. Got that. And that's it. Now, because this is a box pressed, it is that easy. If you have a regular Parejo with a shoulder, sometimes there'll be a little mound of almost like a shag foot hanging up. If you have a serrated blade like I do here, you can just serrate, in a straight line as you turn your cigar in a circle and eventually cut all the way through. And you will get, I mean, you can see that this is damn near the same as you would get from a regular guillotine cutter.
Yeah, it looks pretty similar.
So I do this all the time. I am not married to my cutters. I like them. They make me fancy.
Yeah.
But I can use my regular survival knife.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'm like everybody else that just goes slice and then gets a little bullshit.
No, you just... And it needs to be a razor sharp knife, but you just roll the cigar around that blade and the cap pops at the wrapper.
So not the dull kitchen knife?
Not the dull kitchen.
Damn.
All right. You still have to clip yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were doing your thing.
No. Yeah, clip yours. Clip yours.
With authority or somewhat authority?
With authority. No, limp-wristed clipping allowed.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you had the same thing. That's not you. That's manufacturing.
Huh.
I'm just taking mine off. It's just spare tobacco. So.
Tell you what, I know, well, we're going to reveal the details later, but look, you can see all those tobaccos I named earlier.
A little bit. Mine looks different. How about the other end?
Yeah.
They're kind of different.
Huh. Yeah. But that's interesting, though. You can see all those different tobaccos.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Cold draw.
Right.
A little stiff, that'll probably change because it's a box press.
It's a box press, yeah. It'll open.
Ignore the barnyard and raisins. That's just called cured tobacco.
That's pretty good. Just cold draw alone.
I don't know. I've got a little bit of a...
definitely farm.
Yeah, but I try to ignore that because they all taste like that cold draw. I've got something in there that tastes like... when you go to the Middle East, they serve this dish of like vegetables, but they're pickled. Just like we pickle cucumbers, they pickle like cauliflower and beets and stuff like that. It reminds me a little bit of that. And I think there's some garlic in it.
Well, maybe if we light them up, we'll know.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. And if you notice that we're not drinking 2C Premium Coffee these last couple of weeks, that is because we are recording at night. And both of us need our sleep. So
that's a lie. He just keeps dropping the ball and bringing the coffee. We're coffee addicts and we'll drink it right before we go to bed.
So that is why we haven't been drinking coffee, but we love our 2C Premium coffee. Hit up Teresa out there in the bird, 2cpremium.com, and pick up some of her delicious coffee. Featuring continual roasting, so you're always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. So up to this point, I think Six Bean Baller has been like,
oh my god,
you know, our coffee of choice.
Has been balling.
Yeah, it's been balling. But we sampled all of them, including stuff you can't get yet.
Yeah,
right.
Dude, those two blends, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Still working on it, by the way, guys. There's a new Mexican one out there. 2C Premium Morning Maidas.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to light up with my Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe Gold Bar.
Costco Gold Bar.
Yes, my 10 ounces of gold with the single flame butane torch. And you've got a more traditional single flame.
Yeah, jet.
Jet, yeah. I've got a soft flame. You've got a jet. And yeah.
Say, Francisco gave me this, so I like using it.
Yeah.
By the way, since we're talking about our sponsors, they're both doing some pretty cool shit.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They really are. Fat Boys is opening their new store slash lounge.
Yes, that is coming up. What, end of May?
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming up.
They just posted some more pictures, and man. Yeah.
Check them out on Instagram, Fat Boy Cigars, as well as 2C Premium.
2C, she's wheeling and dealing everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I should have remembered, I apologize to Teresa, but that new like chocolate flavor espresso that she's got going on, yep. I'm like, damn, I wish I was there to try it. Like,
yeah, we need a coffee episode. We did the tasting episode, yeah. Like, but I think we need a how to pair coffee with cigars yeah. episode. All right. Right off the bat, super mild.
A little peppery.
Not a ton of smoke output. Not enough smoke output currently. Sweet like a fermented banana leaf. Sawdust and barnyard. This has a very like jungly flavor to it.
This is so weird.
It is really bizarre right now.
There's a wood there. I can't tell
what. Yeah, it there's is. Something. Most of the CAOs, especially the Flathead series, I associate with a grass flavor, like mown grass. I don't really have that, but it's very like outdoorsy. Down south, we had a crick right behind the property.
Not a crick in your neck, though.
No.
A body
and part. When you go down into that swamp land, all of the soil around the crick is black mud. And fiddlehead ferns grow in the mud. And you can actually cook them and eat them. And there's a lot of this reminds me of going down to that creek as a kid and picking fiddlehead ferns.
I'm having so much trouble right now.
There's a ton of sweet in it. I mean, it is sweet.
There's just so much going on.
I think the wood and the sweet together kind of reminds me of maple.
A little raisin there. There we go.
It's bizarre. Right now, I'm just going to call it bizarre.
Yeah, I don't. It's so hard to figure out what's in it. That's strange.
Okay, so we are smoking the CAO Flathead B23, and this is the 6x60 Gigante, and it is fucking complicated. So, Angel, why don't you pull up CAO's webpage and walk us through, because this is not one of those, Maduro, Nicaraguan Maduro wrapper.
Yeah, one of those simple to explain.
Yeah, like this is.
At first, I was like, man, how is that going to play out? Because there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
All right. So the V23, here we go. So the wrapper, but it's a Honduran Jamastrin.
Yep.
Binder, Nicaraguan Habano. Filler, here we go. Brazilian Matafina. Honduran Jamastrin. Viso, Nicaraguan Jalapa Viso, Nicaraguan Esteli Ligero. So three.
A metric fuck ton of fillers.
So six different tobaccos, four different fillers.
Yeah. I mean, the Honduran Jamastra, like, or Yamastra. That's how it should be pronounced, but whatever. The Honduran Yamastrin and the Nicaraguan Habano seem like they would be trying to fight with each other.
Yeah.
And that's just the wrapper and binder. So then the filler, you have Matafina, which, I have some thoughts about that as a chocolatey, rustic kind of flavored tobacco. And then it has got what? So also some more Yamastrin, What are the other two fillers?
Estelle Ligero.
Ligero filler. Interesting.
The Brazilian Matafina. I haven't had that in a while.
What was the fourth one? So we have Matafina.
Brazilian Matafina, Honduran Jamastra, Viso. Oh, no, it's three. Sorry, I thought it was four. It's just the way it's edited out here. Nicaraguan Jalapa Viso. Nicaraguan Esteli Ligero.
Okay, so the Jalapa Viso is not the same as the Esteli Ligero. And so for our folks out there, if you don't know, Jalapa is a region and Esteli is a region. So you have Ligero and then Viso, which if you're using the fourfold parts of the plant, we need another episode on parts of the cigar plant.
Yeah, I think we need to start that.
So you would have Ligero, Viso, Seco, Velado. Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just have Seco as the second section. So near the top, not the head. So that's Jalapan. So first of all, they went to a lot of trouble, probably more than they should have.
Yeah.
On describing all of that stuff. I don't know. It seems like way too like
this is the most complex flathead I've ever flathead / CAO of that.
It doesn't, I don't know.
Because even like they're like,
I'm trying to word it the right way. Like it seems way too fucking involved. Like that's just too much shit. You know what I mean? Like you'll take a classic Fuente, mm-hmm. like this box of Chateau Fuentes I just bought, and it's like fucking, you know, Dominican Fuente tobacco with a Cameroon wrapper. The end.
Yeah.
You know, like that's it. Because it's good tobacco. This is like fucking all over the world, and I'm just like, in my mind, I wouldn't put those together necessarily, right?
Right.
So like Jalapan and Esteli tobacco, sure. Not sure I'm a big fan of Ligero in the filler, or at least not much at all.
Right.
You know, that's not super common. It's sort of a gimmicky thing if you think about like the M81 and some of these cigars. Or like the triple Ligero, you know, straight Ligero, fill in the blank, like, you know. But partly because it has trouble burning.
Yeah.
You know.
Tell you what, like, I'm still, it's still complex right now. Like, I'm having trouble describing it. And it's not like I'm annoyed or like, it's just a terrible cigar that you can't tell what's in it. It's just like, it's keeping me interested. Like, damn, I'm trying to dissect the shit out of this when I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's affecting me the same way. I think it's complex, but so far I'm not actually enjoying it that much. Like, it's good quality tobacco.
Yeah.
It's burning well. It has interesting flavors. But to me, it feels like a fucking train wreck on my palate. And you know what it reminds me of? We did the Cohiba Weller.
That's right, you and Nick.
Yeah, Nick and I did that, and it was so complex. It kind of reminds me of the Cohiba Weller that Nick and I did mm-hmm. a while back, where when we first started smoking it, it was just way too many flavors fighting, although nicer flavors.
You guys weren't drinking the Weller, were you?
And then we added the Weller, and all of a sudden, it like calmed the cigar down, you know, by which I mean blunted our palate.
Yeah.
You know? This is similar, where it's just, it's a ton of flavors. They don't play nice together. They don't seem like they want to go together, you know? And I'm not sure I like it.
I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying it. But that's the thing, you know, with cigar smoking, what we're doing in the show anyways, it's like everybody has different tastes, different flavors, different experiences, and we're trying to bring those. So, I mean, this is kind of good that me and you are having opposite experiences.
Yeah.
So now we can give two.
Well, it's also like it's a big ring gauge, which you like, and I
right. I so that's probably why I'm enjoying it just a little bit more. So it is pretty huge. I think it's like what 10 rings out.
I mean, it's 6x60 box pressed, which means it's probably expanding to a 64.
Right. I would love this.
That. Yeah, you're at like a 64 where it's expanded. Yeah.
I would love to see this in a 50 ring gauge Parejo to see.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
better like grasp. Robusto. Right. Better grasp the flavor. Because this is a problem, and this is with all these box presses of this size. you get a lot of air too because of the open spaces that you're going to get while you're smoking.
Well, and of course, bigger ring gauge means more filler,
mm-hmm.
Which means the ratio of flavors changes.
Right.
I suspect they wanted this to be exactly like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it comes in a different size Bitola. Did you check?
No, this is it.
Okay.
6x60.
That's why I said. Might explain why there's so much to the filler. You know, you're really trying to layer it in. Fascinating.
There we go. I'm getting some leather.
You still have that sweet component?
Yeah, it's very like, it's like a slight touch of fruity sweet, but it's like more towards the raisin.
Yeah.
A little bit of nut, just a touch, and then some earth.
The vegetals picking up, which I expect from a CAO.
Yeah, just the hair. It's not that pronounced for me. I'm still getting some pepper out of it.
I don't think I have much pepper. Maybe just like a suggestion. Like you walk through the kitchen and there's a pepper shaker there. It's not really peppery on my palate.
There's definitely a wood component somewhere. It's not cedar like we normally taste.
No, it reminds me of a hardwood. It kind of reminds me of maple.
Maple?
Not maple syrup. Maple
right.
Wood.
Yeah,
like have you ever like smoked with maple?
No, but this is actually giving me more of an applewood smell.
I can kind of see that. I'm carving the apple over here. I feel like if you took a Granny Smith, like a really tart apple,
okay,
and you let it dry, that's kind of what I'm getting. Like that dried fruit is kind of like if it started as a really sour apple, mm-hmm. really tart apple and dried out. So you're left with a lot of the sugars. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Like an apple raisin.
Smells good though.
The secondhand smoke is interesting.
Yeah.
Gosh, it kind of reminds me of like a campfire.
Yeah.
Like a country campfire where there's a little bit of like, you know, you're burning like cow dung and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked at how closely the flavor of the cigar on my palate and the smell of the secondhand smoke match.
Right.
That's so rare, the cigar.
Yeah, because it doesn't really happen. It's like you can have a great tasting cigar, but the secondhand smells like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is crazy complex, man. I was not expecting this out of a flathead.
Mm-mm.
This is insane. Who blended this?
And we are smoking the CAO Flathead V23. This is a 6x60 Gigante. Retails for $14.99 here at Davide Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And let's jump into the socials. So we got some feedback on Spotify. What was smoking about this episode? Episode 56, Davidoff Winston Churchill and Glenn Glassa Sandend Whiskey of the Year. And Yogi Koda says, the Davidoff Winston Churchill lineup is beautiful and brilliant. Churchill formats only. Wink. Happy smoking from Baltimore. Well, happy smoking to you as well, Yogi Koda. Appreciate you dropping us a line on Burnline Podcast. I guess somebody's listening to us.
Yay.
And don't forget to check us out on YouTube and Facebook, Instagram. And, of course, you can email us, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. And drop us a line. Let us know what is awesome, what sucks about the show, what you want to see done better, differently, what you want us to smoke, because we want to make this your show. We're pretty awesome, and most of the stuff we pick is pretty cool,
yeah.
But maybe you don't think so.
Nobody said stop making the show yet.
Nobody said stop making the show yet. But tell us what you want, and we'll try to work it in. On YouTube, our number one video is the CAO Amazon Basin.
Yeah.
1,000 views.
That is a...
So
it's a great stick.
Considering we jumped on YouTube like this year, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Right. So it looks like we're getting a little bit of a following. Like, share, subscribe, leave us 5-star ratings, all of that stuff. And we would really appreciate it. We're just trying to get the spirit of the Cigar Brotherhood out into the world. So that brings us to our email of the week, which we will get our tobacconist tip of the week from. And that was, of course, about what do you do when your cutter's not there. So I demonstrated that earlier because we got a cut in light. But I thought I would ask you, Mr. Certified Retail Tobacconist, what are some other methodologies? Have you been in situations?
Many times.
And now your tobacconist tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
Scissors. Very unfortunate, but scissors. Definitely have not, like, if I have a very expensive cigar, I'm not, you know, but if I want to smoke, I'll do the other stuff, but not on a premium, like a expensive cigar. But yeah, scissors I've tried. Like I said, the dull kitchen knife. That's teeth.
The samurai sword.
The samurai sword.
What?
Yeah. The karate chop.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I've used my teeth.
Have you chewed the end off?
Yeah, I've done that.
It's less cool than in the movies.
Right. It's not, that's not how that works. It doesn't work, by the way. I mean, it works. It's
It works better on small ring gauge.
Right. Not this. You're going to fuck up your cigar.
You will fuck it up. Yeah.
That's why I said you got to think of what your decision is going to be.
And it leaves like a lot of spit.
Right.
Surprisingly.
Make good choices.
Yeah.
So it's like pretty much anything, your keys, but again, only works on smaller ring gauge. But you're just going to, anything other than a guillotine or a sharp knife or something like that, you're going to fuck up your cigar. Yeah. It's just, I'm sorry, guys. Like, have a cutter. Have a cutter.
And you can pick up some really cheap cutters. I think there's some like plastic guillotines up here.
Throwaways, man. Like
$5, something like that.
They're not the best, but it's still better than using not a guillotine. Yeah.
And I have them stashed everywhere.
Yeah.
I have like one in the door pocket of my awesome 4Runner.
Yeah, my lunchbox, my car door. Just the cheap ones, the throwaways. But probably the worst one I've used that's a cigar cutter is probably the Shuriken. That thing is dumb.
Who makes that?
I have no idea. I really don't.
But it's branded as Shuriken, and it's like a donut.
Yeah.
With multiple blades that come together.
It's at least like 7 blades.
And it's expensive.
And all they do is stab it in. They don't even peel anything out. It just stabs the end of your cigar.
Yeah.
And then leaves a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Because you're stabbing past the shoulder.
Yeah.
You're not, it's not, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we'll do a cutter episode. But if you don't have a cutter, I still think a sharp everyday carry pocket knife is the best. You can use a razor blade.
Yep.
I've used that. Do not use like an old box cutter that you cut tape with or something. Because you can order anything like in your shop.
With anything that's got adhesives on it.
Yeah, if it has adhesive or oil, you're sticking that in your mouth and it's horrible. You don't want to do that.
Currently, my box knife at home that we use for a lot of things has a tile glue on it. So.
right.
Exactly. Yeah, don't do that.
You know, but a fresh blade. Just remember, they package those with oil on them.
Yes, they do.
So you absolutely have to wash that fucking blade off before you use it on your.
Yeah, they have machine oil.
Yeah, you'll taste that machine oil. Ask me how I know.
Yeah.
Right? Speaking from experience.
You know what we got to do? Next $1 million idea. A glass blade.
Oh, yeah. Glass cigar cutter.
Yeah.
Till you drop it. well, wait a minute. That just increases our revenue. Buy another one.
Right.
We'll even give it to you 10% off. All right. So for all of you guys that engage with us on the podcast, thank you for doing that. If you jump on our latest episode on YouTube and you can't comment, that is a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah, YouTube, like,
if we're not verified, YouTube just says we're going to see what you guys are about before we allow you to take our comments.
But yeah, so sometimes it's like a couple hours and sometimes it's a few days.
Yeah, except for that our news episode. That one's banned.
That one's fucking banned.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks. was it the no shirt?
I think it was the no shirt. Yeah, they're like, yep, this is too sexy for YouTube.
Too sexy for my podcast. All right, why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And when we come back, we will talk about celebs who smoke cigars, as well as return to this CAO Flathead B23. You are listening to Burnline Podcast. Don't change the channel. And we are back on Burn Line Podcast, smoking the CAO Flathead V23. And El Fumo, you were just telling me that this was inspired by the, 100th running of the 24 hours of Le Mans?
The proper way to say it. And if you can't say it that way, the 24 hours of lemons.
That's a different race.
That is a real race.
It's a real race. I'm doing a little touch-up, as you might imagine, on a big ring gauge cigar. This can happen. You're plus a lot farther along.
Yeah, plus he's yapping away, so.
I'm yapping away, yeah. It's a little bit of an uneven burn.
Yeah, that's normal.
I have a tunnel in my filler.
Should we argue tunneling?
Let's argue tunneling. Tunneling is a fucking tunnel. That's why they call it tunneling. I'm going to do the band test.
Okay, go for it.
No, not to the band yet. There's a nice little flap. Boom, comes look right up. Perfect points on the band test.
A plus.
CAO. Great job.
Is there anything on the inside?
No, it's just plain. I mean, it's embossed, so, you know, like the texture's in there.
Yeah. But, by the way, that symbol right there.
Yeah.
No. That little guy means new age. I don't know what that means. It's on their website. It just means new age. I don't know if it's something different they're doing.
So they worship Satan, is what you're saying.
Yeah. No, they do not.
If they would, I'd smoke their cigar. We are smoking the CAO Flathead V23. This is a new release from CAO. Absolutely gorgeous box. 6x60 box press. If you like that sort of thing, you're going to like this. And it retails for $14.99 here at Davidis Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. Mm-hmm. And
by the way, that is a gorgeous stick without the band.
It is really good looking. I noticed that. You had like almost an air pocket.
Yeah, it's gone. And I was actually expecting this to unravel, and it didn't.
No, it looks great. I was interested to see, but it looks like as the filler heated up, it just kind of expanded.
Yeah, it did.
Right. So that turned out fine. And we've been talking about a Yamastran Honduran wrapper, Nicaraguan Habano binder, fillers, Brazilian Matafina, which is one of my favorite tobaccos. It is a little difficult.
I haven't had it that much.
There's also more Honduran Yamastran in the filler. Ligero from Esteli, Nicaragua. Viso from Jalapa, Nicaragua. So they went into a lot of detail in what's in the cigar.
Yeah.
And it's also, I don't know, it just seems like extra.
Yeah.
You know, like you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about the flavor. And first of all, absolutely, this is a mild cigar.
Yeah, it says medium full, but I'm like, I'm not even getting that.
No, this is maybe mild to medium.
Yeah, mild to medium. It's not medium.
I wouldn't even call it a medium. And I don't know if that'll change. I'm only in the first third.
This would be a good breakfast cigar. It's not heavy, so you can start the day with it. You can honestly, I can see me doing a lot with it.
If
it wasn't for that size, you can definitely do a lot.
Because most of us don't have an hour and a half for a breakfast cigar, you know. But the flavor is just weird. I don't know. I'm struggling here for like the right adjectives and stuff. I want to be super fair. It's grown on me a little bit.
Yeah. It changes on the second.
It has definitely started changing. There is some vegetal in there. There is some barnyard. There is some kind of dried fruit, some kind of wood, and this bizarre sweet.
There's nutmeg now that I'm in the second, third. A little nuttiness.
You and your nutmeg. Yeah, there is a little nuttiness. Yeah, like those baking spices. I was going to say not nutmeg, but I think the nutmeg is like the what you were calling peppery earlier.
No, what, for you?
Yeah.
It's nutty.
There's actually a little bit of like...
Brazilian nut.
Yes, Brazil nut. Yeah, that like that creamy sort of...
Yeah, Brazil there nut. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good pick.
This is very interesting, though. Holy crap.
The sweet is what's killing me. I don't think it blends with the other flavors. Super stands out. Almost like, I mean, it is just this side. You remember the Sober Mesa? It reminds me of that. Where, like, you're like, wait a minute. Is this a flavored cigar? It is really sweet. But it is a...
The sweet's coming from
there. It's the Matafina, I think. To me, Matafina is coffee and chocolate.
Okay.
Depending on how it's, you know, cured.
But I think that's where it's coming from. But I mean, this is it's a really interesting sweet because it's very sweet, but it is like a, I don't know, like a natural vegetable, something that grew out of the ground sweet.
Yeah.
Not like a, you know, fake sugar, refined sugar cane.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm not getting much of a, I was expecting some cocoa out of this, not even like unrefined cocoa, nothing.
Yeah, I don't really have any chocolate notes in this. Mm-hmm. I was kind of expecting that. I was expecting way more grass because like all the CAO flathead line tastes like a mown lawn.
Mm-hmm.
There's some vegetal, but not that. Okay, so let's talk about celebrities and cigars. So there's probably some celebrities that you are aware who smoke cigars. I'm going to go with Michael Jordan. I think most folks know that he enjoys cigars
mm-hmm.
and collects them. And I've read so much stuff that I don't know what's true. You know, like he has 30,000 cigars in his basement. Nice. You know, he probably does. But he's seen with them often and he's a big advocate. Shout out to MJ23. Oh, that reminds me. A reporter asked Michael Jordan, do you think your 90s Bulls could beat LeBron's Lakers? And he was like, yeah, I think so.
I would have to agree, and I'm a Lakers fan.
They're like, by how much? It's like 2 or 3 points. And they're like, really? Why so close? And he's like, well, most of us are 60 now.
Wow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's another one. Everybody probably knows that name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, famous. And also from Blunts, you know, he's dabbled in marijuana. Mm-hmm. That is his career. So let's start talking about some guys you might not have heard of. I guess the first one I would go with is Ray Lewis. You know, he actually has a Rocky Patel special edition Ray Lewis cigar. I have one in my collection, Humidor, just because
you were here for that.
So it was I was here for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting story. I'm not going to share it, but he's a interesting large fellow that can probably kill me. So I'll just leave it at that. And of course, this is a Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, and they have like all the Rockies here, including that one. And then, of course, James Hetfield. That's another mid-tier you may have known. You probably do now, thanks to Drew Estate and the M81 Blackened. And then, of course, the Shade to Black,
mm-hmm.
the S84, which is the same cigar with like a Connecticut wrapper.
Yeah, basically.
So collab between Metallica and Drew Estate.
Right.
So that's awesome.
And who makes that liquor?
Oh, I'd have to go back to the episode.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had an episode on it. Be sure to check it out in your feeds. We paired the M81 with the Blackened.
The actual episode was funny as shit, though.
And it was finished in black currant sherry casks.
Okay.
But it's a bourbon, which gives it a remarkable, like, Japanese plum flavor finish.
Okay.
And then, of course, Mike Tyson. Might not have known that Mike Tyson is a cigar guy, and you might now because Gurkha just released the Mike Tyson Undisputed cigar. So those three guys, James Hetfield, Ray Lewis, Mike Tyson, you might have known they were cigar folks or not, but you probably know now because they have cigar clubs.
Yeah.
Right. Which reminds me of, you know, those guys are, well, at least Ray Lewis and Mike Tyson, they are in sports. And that brings me to a very famous, probably no, Red Auerbach, right? Boston Celtics, mm-hmm. famous for lighting up in Madison Square Garden. And he favored punch cigars from Cuba. You can't get them anymore, the ones that he smoked. And of course, they were all Candela because almost everything you could get here was like green cigars,
mm-hmm.
Or at least they were rolled green. They might, you know, age a little bit by the time they you smoke them. By the way, if you're doing period correct cigars, when you're watching a movie, you see like the 1930s, you got the bankers and they got the cigar in their mouth. If it's not green, it's not period correct.
Yeah.
They didn't have Maduro. They didn't make Maduro back.
Well, it was black and white, so you wouldn't probably be able to tell anyway. Steve Harvey's a famous smoker, too.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another one. So Steve Harvey has a very clean image, very family oriented image. And he is more than happy to celebrate the gift of the leaf, part of the cigar world.
Yeah, Demi Moore was a big cigar aficionado and was on Cigar Aficionado back in the day.
Demi Moore.
Dude, her and Bruce Willis were putting down cigars.
Yeah, yeah. Demi Moore is like, what was like my dream chick, you know, like on your list or whatever.
Back in the day, yeah, of course.
We're pretty close to the same age. She's just a little older, but just old enough that like when I was a teenager, you know, it's like, oh my gosh.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
But just cool. You know, of course she's beautiful, but she was just cool. And the scars were part of it. You know, she seems like a chick that would just jump on the back of your bike and go for a ride, you know, without bitching. Speaking of bikes and cars, Jay Leno.
Yeah, that's right.
So Jay Leno is a pretty big cigar guy. You know, he's not like showing up at, you know, like shows, cigar shows and stuff like that.
Right.
But he does enjoy.
Yeah, cigars. He's more of a personal smoker.
Personal smoker, yeah.
Yeah.
Of
course, Joe Rogan. Plus,
Joe Rogan,
the JRE cigar exclusive to himself.
Yes, from Foundation. Foundation. And he says his favorite cigar is the Foundation Wise Man Maduro Robusto.
Yeah.
So good taste there. Of course, that is box pressed. So. Yeah, so Joe Rogan might have heard of him. And the fact that he likes cigars because he smokes them on the show.
Yeah.
Somebody that does show up at cigar events fairly frequently is Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Comedian Bill Burr. So he enjoys cigars. I don't know how frequent of a smoker he is.
Yeah, but, I'm not sure.
You know, he's not shy about showing up at these things.
Yeah. And on that topic of celebrities and cigars, it's booming. Like the second cigar boom, it's boom. Like it is growing between in the NFL like crazy.
Yeah. It's not like it was, I don't think, during the cigar boom, but it's, you know, starting to come back as a gentleman's pastime.
Right.
You know, kind of like well, a lot of stuff has come back, you know, just the understanding that like this more, bigger, better thing doesn't work. And sometimes just sitting down with, you know, somebody you care about, enjoying the leaf, that's what life is.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, like the taking your Ferrari to the club in Miami has been replaced by sitting on the boardwalk with a cigar.
Yeah.
You know, which I support. Another actor, David Harbour, cigar smoker.
Hmm.
So you probably know him as the bumbling idiot sheriff from Stranger Things. But he was in one of the worst movies ever in 2011, the reboot of Hellboy with Mila Jovovich.
Wait, Hellboy?
Yeah.
Like the comic book Hellboy?
Yeah, like the comic book Hellboy.
She was in that movie? Huh.
Yeah, she was the bad guy, like the witch or whatever.
Hmm.
I mean, she's old.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I think it was 2011 it came out.
No. I think it was later.
Was it late? No.
Yeah, because it was still.
Right,
it was
you can fact check us. But in the meantime, what a shit movie. That was just a horrible, god-awful movie. And didn't hold a candle to the first two that were like, this is like a reboot or something. It's on Netflix. But David Harbour played Hellboy. And
that was 2019.
19. Okay.
Yeah, that was a terrible Hellboy.
Yeah, it was off.
And English Hellboy? Like, I was like, what?
I don't know. But he did a great job. You can't help it if the movie is poorly written. Yeah, the whole thing was like, yeah, like the whole plot line, I was just like, snooze fest, dude.
Yeah, Ron Perlman's Hellboy was the shit.
Ron Perlman, yeah. I mean, Ron Perlman, you know, like,
he can be a cigar smoker.
He is. Oh, yeah, Ron Perlman. I didn't have him on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cigar smoker. Of course, his portrayal in Sons of Anarchy, like, he will never top that performance. He's had some good performances, but. Oh, you know what? My wife told me. You know what Ron Perlman looks like?
What?
Ron
Perlman?
Yes. No, he looks like shit. He looks like white Patrick Ewing.
I don't know who that is.
The center from the Knicks in the 90s when they had the rivalry with the Bulls.
Oh,
If you Google him, you'll be like, yes, that's like what's he's Black Lawn Pearl. Patrick Ewing. E-W-I-N-G.
Okay. Ah. Yeah. Wait, I know who that is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like Ron Perlman looks like white Patrick Ewing.
That's funny.
I don't know. Patrick Ewing was a little handsomer. But anyway.
That is a big fellow.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, Ron Perlman, another cigar smoker. So yeah, and you're right. Like, it's one of those, like, I don't know. It's just, it's picking up because there's fellowship involved.
Yeah.
It's kind of like eating, you know, or drinking.
Yeah.
But not like, hey, let's go slam Jaeger bombs.
Yeah.
Unless you're smoking acids. That's kind of like the cigar world version of Jaeger
bombs. And yeah, on occasion, Wiz Khalifa also smokes cigars, you know.
Yes.
Steps away from the from illegal, the from the other Candela.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are some celebs that smoke cigars. And then, you know, if you're really interested, just swing by your local lounge, like the Rocket Patel Lounge here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster. They always have, like, Cigar Aficionado and other mags, and you'll see celebs on the cover.
Oh, all the time.
And, you know, you can read up. And they usually have some pretty good interviews and stuff in there, so... we are smoking the CAO Flathead V23. This is a 6x60 box pressed ginormo and absolutely gorgeous presentation. I love this quilting. That's probably contributes significantly to the $14.99 price tag here at Davidus Cigars.
That V is, you know, also quilted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, the V on the cover. Absolutely beautiful how that all ties in. It's all three-dimensional. But, you know, not a bad price for this much tobacco.
No.
Even though it is more expensive than most CAOs.
Yeah.
CAO is famous for affordable stuff. Also, I like the piano hinges. So I don't know if you can see, but these are much higher quality hinges than the ones that, like, press in with the little claws. Yeah. Yeah. They're like stainless steel. Very interesting. And the box is, like, wrapped in paper with quilting. But if you wanted, like, a travel humidor to take your stuff to, like, the shop, you can fit a ton of cigars in here.
Yeah, you really could.
It is super cool looking.
It almost looks like gator leather, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
That's really cool.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a 1968 Chrysler 300D seat.
Well, I guess that was the point, since it is, you know.
Yeah.
Le Mans inspired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they nailed I think they nailed the packaging. That is really super awesome. They carried over, like, the metallic on the logo there. And then on the actual cigar, it looks red until you, like, take it, let the light shine off it, and it's actually copper.
Yeah, it's holographic. It's got, like, a purple tone-ish in the back. A little blue.
It's pretty cool. So let's talk a little bit about flavor notes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the second third, you're wrapping up the second third. And we said, this is just I don't know, to me, I'm using the word bizarre because I don't know a word, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but the flavors are, like, there's a bunch of them, super complex. I would say mild to medium.
Yeah.
Body. I don't think it's putting out enough smoke.
Yeah.
I would like it to put out more smoke.
So on this second, at the end of the second, third, final third, I'm getting some meaty, like, steak. A little bit of leather and some the vegetal picked up.
Yeah. Yeah, leather and vegetal right now. The sweet has muted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The first third, it was very
sweet. It's definitely gone, I'll tell you that, once you get there.
Yeah, the first there was very sweet.
It smells like campfire. Like, the campfire has picked up.
It smells like a campfire that somebody put green sumac, a tree, in. It
smells really good, just the second hand.
You know how, like, when you burn green leaves, it has a different smell than, like, dried wood?
Right.
It has a little bit of that. That's kind of the vegetal. Okay. And it specifically reminds me of green sumac. I think it's time for a break, and when we come back, we'll do the cigar news of the week, and then we can go ahead and rank this cigar.
All right.
Don't go away.
your cigar news of the week, Angel Solorio. And we're back on Burnline Podcast, Uncommon Cigar Knowledge for the Common Cigar Smoker. We are smoking the CAO Flathead V23. This new release from CAO features a Honduran Yamastran wrapper, Nicaraguan Habando binder, filler from Matafina, Yamastra, Ligero from Esteli, Viso from Jalapa, and retails for $14.99 here at Tabata Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, and 6x60, box pressed, big, giant chunk of smoldering tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
And super interesting flavor profile that we've had a little bit of trouble nailing down. It's complex, it's changing, mild to medium. I mean, in my experience, this is just a mild.
Yeah, it's not medium.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it mild to medium. I'd just call it a mild cigar. You know, complaints so far, I would like more smoke output. But that's about it. And then the secondhand smoke has this amazing, like, when you go camping and you're just collecting all the wood you can find and burning it, including some green leaves and stuff. Very interesting. Not a stinky cigar.
No, not at all.
I don't think this is going to smoke your clothes out. So, all right. Well, that is time for our cigar news of the week. Take it away, El Fumo.
All right. So, Stolen Throne is shipping the Cook of the Crown, Corona.
Interesting.
So it's going to be a new Vitola for them.
Yeah.
Not that it's, Cook of the Crown is like one of the first cigars they've had.
Yeah.
But to commemorate the 5th anniversary of it, they're just making a Corona now.
I will probably buy that. I love Coronas. They're hard to find nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to settle for Robustos, but Corona is my default cigar. I can always smoke two.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to stop, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
Something like this, I mean, shit, we're an hour into the podcast and I could probably smoke this if I wasn't, if I wasn't talking. I think this is an hour and 20 minutes, mm-hmm. hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, probably longer than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then Plasencia is going to be shipping the Cosecha 149 Cortez, which will be the Figurado.
Interesting.
So you've smoked the 149, right?
Yeah. So, and if you're unfamiliar out there in the interwebs, Cosecha is the harvest or crop. And Plasencia does this where they number them.
Mm-hmm.
So we smoked the 151 on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that comes later.
Yeah.
Right? 149 is older. And they're still using up that crop. Right. So the Cortez is a Figurado.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. And then some sad news, especially close to us. Friedrich Fritz Bossert. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce his last name.
Yeah, Bossert. Bossert. That's what people say around here.
The CEO of Lancaster Leaf Tobacco Company fortunately passed away over the weekend. So
our condolences go out to his family. He was well known in this area.
Yeah, man, he really brought the, I don't even know what to call it, but like,
brought the industry to Lancaster.
Thank you.
Brought the class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just very important in the tobacco industry.
And I mean, hell, Lancaster
right now,
tobacco is some of the best in the world.
Yeah. Some certain people are buying tobacco from that area.
Yeah. 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 Pennsylvania broadly, when you see that, that's what they're talking about. And he was a big part of that. So life well lived, well done.
Yep.
And we'll miss him.
So that's, sorry to end it on that note, but that was our news of the week.
What a fucking downer. I can't believe you. Yeah, so kind of a slow news week
mm-hmm.
in the cigar industry, which is all right. We're rolling into the summer. There's going to be typically summer releases,
right.
Stuff like that.
They're
and
coming.
Of course, parties.
That's
speaking
right.
Of parties, this Thursday at O'Lordan's Pub right here in historic downtown Westminster, Maryland, the Puffin' Pint with Davidus Cigars. So they'll all get out there on the patio. Of course, you can't smoke indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Communist Maryland. And featuring Drew Estate products.
Mm-hmm.
And he has quite a bit of Liga, and he even convinced the rep to lift the 2 cigars per limit.
Cool.
Because right now, Ligas are hard to get, and the rule is 2 per, right? So several different Liga products, and not limited to 2 each.
Right.
Tickets $30, I think.
Yeah.
That gets you what, three smokes and a drink, something like that.
Some goodies.
Yeah. There's a raffle. Swag pass. Yeah, there's a raffle, and of course you can buy some products while you're there. I think we're gonna try to make it, but we'll see how that goes and report out. But check your local tobacconists and cigar shops. You know, it just however far you're willing to drive, 30-minute radius, just bring it up on Google and check out what they're doing. Sometimes there's really cool shit going on.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of them.
Yeah.
So Alordan's, of course, kind of famous around here for the, you know, it's the Irish pub.
Yep.
You got a pretty good shepherd's pie, but mostly they have beer. Lots of good beer.
Lots of beer.
And so this is a chance to, you know, relax after work.
Oh, yeah.
Grab yourself a... some high quality sticks from Drew, some beers.
Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, super affordable. So check that out. And that is it for cigar news. So you are in your final third. Mm-hmm. You got what, an inch and a half left?
Yeah, inch and a half.
Well, about an inch of smoking, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not nearly that far. I'm still in the second third. I've been doing too much talking. But I think it is time to rank this.
Cigar. All right, let's do it.
So this is the CAO Flathead V23 in commemoration of the 100th running of the 24-hour of Le Mans endurance race. This 6x60 box press features a Honduran Yamastern wrapper, a Nicaraguan Habano binder, and fillers from including Brazilian Matafina, Yamastern Honduran, Nicaraguan Ligero from Esteli, Nicaraguan Viso from Jalapa, and retails for $14.99 here at Davidis Cigars, Westminster, Maryland. And let's talk about presentation. I think the box and everything knocks it out of the park. It does have a cello wrap, including a sticker. I think they put those on here.
Yeah, those are from here.
I think that's from Davidis. I don't think it comes from the supplier that way. Band is gorgeous. Came off easily.
I love that.
And then the cigar itself, I mean, it's a pretty handsome cigar.
Yeah.
You know, you notice some weirdness with yours. Mine as well, where it got pressed into the box. There's a few places where it's a little raisiny. But overall, I mean, I think the presentation is really tremendous. What are your thoughts there?
For the presentation, honestly, going to give it a 10. Beautiful box, gorgeous cigar.
I'm going to give it a 9, just from, like, the cigar itself, like your little wrapper air bubble
stuff.
But I think the presentation was really, really well executed by CAO on this. And that brings us to price. So this is a Gigante 6x60 box press. A lot of fucking tobacco. Hour into the podcast, I could... You know, if I was smoking without talking, this would last me probably 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So without any podcasting, I can see this being an hour and 20, hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
At $14.99, what are your thoughts on price?
Price, I'm okay with it. Maybe a dollar less, but you're getting a shit ton of tobacco for it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of interesting components to it. So I think it's a fair price. I want to say a 9 for the price.
All right. I had a 7 for price. Just because for $15, there's a lot of shit I can buy in the humidor that I would pick above this.
Okay.
You know? I don't think it's an unfair price. I just think it's not super competitive.
Okay.
It's good. You know, it's above 5.
Yeah.
5 would just be middle of the road. I think 7 is a pretty good rating for price. Yeah, $14.99, there's a lot of cigars it's competing with in that humidor. All right, how about construction?
Construction, I'm going to give it an 8 because that air bubble was a little weird and the cap when the cutting.
Mm-hmm. I had a little flap on my wrapper right here. Hasn't really messed with me at all.
No, I have one too.
And then the other thing was the draw was good. The burn was okay. It needed to be adjusted a couple of times. I do wish it put off more smoke, but that's not really a construction issue.
No.
That's more of a blending issue. So I think 8 is fair. They definitely put some thought and care into this. All right, so now we're getting into the more subjective side. Let's go with the flavor. What are you thinking there?
Flavor, I'm going to give it an 8 because there's just a lot going on. And it was hard to pick out what was going on right at the beginning. But once you get closer to the end, definitely figured that out. But yeah, I'm gonna go with an 8.
I'm gonna go with a 3.
Whoa,
for flavor. It has a complex body, lots of flavors. It is mild. I would like it to be a little stronger. The flavors don't play well together. There's a lot of them, but they stand out like sore thumbs because, they just don't really go together. I would really like to pair this with something and see if I could kind of get them to kind of play together.
Okay.
We'll give that a blended 5, I think. Does that sound fair?
Sure.
And that's this is a good example of like how everybody's palate is different.
Yeah.
You know, I think for me, like, you know, paying $14.99 for this and then, you know, tasting it, it's like, I wouldn't buy it again. You know, I wouldn't. There's nothing wrong with it,
no. But
there's not enough right with it for my palate. That brings us to experience. So this is our, you know, most subjective category that we rank on. I'll just say off the bat, like, the size of the cigar limits. You were mentioning breakfast cigar. Absolutely. Right. You could totally smoke this for breakfast, but you don't have fucking hour and a half.
No, nothing.
You know, what else? You know, I might smoke this while fishing.
Yeah.
It could last a good long time. It's a little steep for that, though.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't do a football game or something. I could, but again, it's a long burn.
You could grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff I could do with it, except for the long burn time.
Mm-hmm. The size is just very limited.
But yeah, I think it limits.
It was only the size.
Definitely not like a gift or a celebration or anything like that. Probably something if you want to like smoke one cigar on Friday night while hanging out at the lounge with your buddies. A newbie could, and it's not going to knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're drinking and joking and, you know, relaxing on a Friday night after work, you know, at the lounge with your buddies, this might be a good pick.
Yeah,
because you can smoke it for a long time and it's not going to knock you on your ass.
Right.
You know, you try smoking like a, you know, Padron 1926, you know, mm-hmm. while drinking after work, probably slightly dehydrated with the boys, you know, you're going to get freedom gills. This is not going to do that to you. So having said all that, what are your thoughts on experience?
I'm going to give it an 8. Especially because we have the right setting for it. But it's very limited on the use case.
Yeah.
Just because of the size.
I think I'm going to do a 6.
Okay.
For experience. You know, it's better than average. But yeah, it's limited on use. And, you know, it just didn't ring my bell.
Okay.
Put it that way.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with it. Just didn't ring my bell. So I think for me, it was just the spectrum of flavors that kind of didn't go together.
Okay.
But there was a lot of care and craft that went into it. And, you know, it changes. And obviously, they went to some trouble to put the blend together. So I got to give them points for that. All right. So that would bring it to a 38 final score, which is pretty good. I didn't expect a CAO to... you know, kind of be up near 40.
That's not the basin.
No, the Amazon basin was pretty good. That's a special cigar. And we also smoked that on the podcast. So, you know, check out past episodes and enjoy that. I think that's about it, man.
All right.
I think that's a wrap for the show. Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.